This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, The County Nurse, it aired on March 19, 1962. We see Mary Simpson, Mayberry's very pretty county nurse. And we'll talk about this right now, that this was her only appearance on The Andy Griffith Show. Her name was Julie Adams. Sometimes she was called Julia or Betty Adams at different times in her career. She played a lot of different roles on television and some movies. She was Denise Wilton on General Hospital. She was Martha Howard on The Jimmy Stewart Show. Julie Adams also played Anne Rorchek, who played was the wife of Lauren Green's character in Code Red. She was on many other series and specials. She was also on Alfred Hitchcock, Bonanza, Perry Mason. She also appeared as Grandma Wash on Beverly Hills 90210. And she was in the movie Creature from the Black Lagoon. So Julie Adams, or Mary Simpson as she is in this episode, had a long storied career. But anyway, back to the episode, The County Nurse. She's in trying to get people to take a tetanus shot, and she's worried about the mountain folks, and Rafe Hollister seems to be the leader of the mountain folk. So in this episode, she is trying to get him to take a shot, and Andy decides he's going to help her out. Now, if you notice in this scene, you'll see Barney looking at Andy, because he can tell Andy's really taken by Mary and has an attraction to her, and so Barney gets a big kick out of that. And when this happens, I love the scene here where Barney was actually just kidding with Andy, and he does it for quite some time. You don't see a lot of that throughout the Andy Griffith Show. It's usually the other way around. But when Barney kids Andy, like in the opening of this particular episode, when Andy comes in, Barney's practicing karate. And you notice when Andy comes in on this particular episode, he's got a cast on his right hand. And this we saw this in an earlier episode. But Barney's practicing his karate moves, and I think the highlights of this scene was Barney runs around the courthouse doing his jump kicks. And all this occurs just before Mary comes in. But anyway, back to Andy and Mary. Mary is, giving Andy the sad eyes, wanting some help with this, or at least talking about it. And Andy offers to help her. And so he says he'll even take Mary to the county nurse. And they get a real interesting scene here in this episode. When they get up to Rafe's place, they're sitting in the car, and Andy asks her to describe what the tetanus shot's for, and she starts talking about the stiff neck. Then she puts her hand on Andy's neck, and it looks like a scene where they might actually kiss. And for those of you that don't remember this, I've read some literature that said that Andy Griffith himself was very shy and didn't really, I wouldn't say didn't like to kiss other women, but simply he was very shy about doing so. And you see, you don't see a lot of that in Andy Griffith Show. Well, they don't kiss because Rafe finally comes out, and Mary notices him, and Andy gets out and basically tries to talk Rafe into taking a shot, lets him listen to his heart, talks about a thermometer. He's showing some of the equipment, trying to get Rafe, again, it's very smart by Andy, trying to get Rafe to see some of these different instruments of medicine before Mary pulls out the needle. And again, Rafe is funny here in this scene. And he says he's never going to take a shot. He's never been to a doctor. He said when he was born, he had his mama. When he dies, he'll have the undertaker, and didn't see any reason to get anything in between. So, again, Jack Prince, who plays Rafe Hollister in this episode, does a great job. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of Jack's acting a little bit later in this episode. So, Andy's unsuccessful in getting Rafe to take a shot, so he leaves. And when they come back, Barney hears Andy and Mary talking about it. So Andy gets a phone call, so he has to leave. And Barney tells Mary that Andy's just too soft. He'll take him right up there and show her how to get Rafe to take a shot. So he goes out there, and they stand out in the yard, and Barney yells at Rafe to come out here and quit acting like a child. And next thing you know, Rafe disappears, comes out with a shotgun, and shoots it. Barney and Mary. And so Barney takes off and gets back, and there's a cute little scene here where Barney says, Andy, you know we're going to have to go up there and arrest him, you and me. You can tell Barney doesn't want to go by himself. So Andy and Barney go back up and arrest Rafe and bring him back to jail and lock him up. And as he's sitting in the cell, Andy brings Rafe some coffee. And you can see in Andy's eyes he has an idea how he's going to deal with Rafe. So he starts telling a story or telling Rafe he understands why he doesn't want to take the shot, that basically Rafe's going to be a martyr, and by his suffering and dying, he's going to get other people to take a shot. And Andy talks about, and what I like about this scene is, again, the Andy Griffith Show is relying on Andy Griffith's storytelling skills. And what you'll see at this particular part of it is Andy telling the story, and then he'll sing the song, Dig My Grave.
Dig my grave with a silver spade. Dig my grave wide and deep. Dig my grave with a silver spade. Bury me neath the willow tree. Place my grave on a snow-white hill. Cover me over with sod. Tell 'em I died to save 'em all. Tell my wife to marry again. Don't that clutch you?
Doesn't Andy Griffith just do a good job with that song? And that, after the end of this song, he talks to Rafe about maybe putting a statue of him slumping. And again, what I love about Jack Prince in this particular part of the episode, his facial expressions, he takes a deep swallow during while he's listening to this song, and Andy's talking to him, and his reactions are just absolutely spectacular. So again, some very good acting by Jack Prince. So I just love this portion of the episode. Finally, after Andy's storytelling and singing, Rafe agrees to take a shot and even agrees to have everybody up there where he lives to take a shot. And then while Mary's, after she gives a shot to Rafe, she discovers that Barney hasn't had his tetanus shot. And Barney starts acting worse than Rafe did, acting like a kid. And it's so funny, she puts the alcohol on him, and Barney thinks the shot's over. And then when he finally gets the shot, you got to look at Don Knotts' facial expressions. So again, another Andy Griffith Show with humor, and Andy solving the problem. Instead of being so direct, he uses an indirect way to think like Rafe would think and get Rafe to take the shot, and Andy again saves the day. So again, another good episode from the Andy Griffith Show. Now for this episode's trivia question. You're going to have to really pay close attention to the episode to get this one right. When in the beginning of the episode, when Barney's practicing his karate and he's talking to Andy about it, Barney tells Andy that he can, with a karate chop, he can split a plank and a what? What other item did Barney say he could split with a karate chop? If you think you know the answer, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see the name of the episode, The County Nurse, again, that aired on March 19, 1962, written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart, directed by Bob Sweeney. And in parentheses, after The County Nurse, you'll see the answer to the trivia question. Again, I thank all of you for listening to Burke on Mayberry. I appreciate getting your emails and hearing from you. If you have any questions or other comments, you can certainly email me at burke@mayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.